Come on. Sit right here. You're going to help me. Here. Take some wood. Hi. Come on. Grab a block. Grab a block. Hi, guys. You know, in the Bible, there are a lot of people with strange names. I don't know if you know that or not. Now, but today's story is about a guy named Nehemiah. And he had, not only did he have a strange name, but he had a strange occupation. He was a cupbearer. So you guys know what this is? What is it? Come on. It's not a trick question. It's a cup. So what kind of a cup is it? Big gulp. The best kind of cup. Well, in Nehemiah's time, the king, whenever he wanted something to drink, you guys just scream for your moms and dad, and usually drinks just show up magically. But back then, whenever the king wanted something to drink, he had one special person who would bring him his drink. And he always tasted it before, and he would taste it in a little cup like this. This is like a tasting cup, see, because you couldn't really get much in this. And he would taste it. You guys know why he tasted it? What happens if you don't have somebody to taste your drink for you? It doesn't taste good. What if it tastes bad? So can you imagine? That's what you have little sisters for, right? You say, you drink it first. So basically, Nehemiah in the story today was a cup bearer, and what he did was he tasted the king's drinks before he did. But one of the most amazing things that he did was he built a wall, and that's what we're going to do today. And you guys, I don't know if you know how to build walls. So right now, starting right here, what I want you to do, starting right there, I'll put the first block down. While I'm talking to you, I want you guys to build a wall. Go on, build it. Come on. You got blocks. You got more if you need more. Build a wall. There you go. Come on. What? You're not going to help? You brought money and everything. Come on, get some more and build some blocks. Okay, so one of the things that's important to remember is that when we come across strange names in the Bible, they're usually very important. And Nehemiah's name means God's comfort. That's a good wall. Keep building. Don't stop. Okay. Look, you guys are working so well together. I love it. Okay, so Nehemiah built a wall like this too. And you know how he did it? Exactly the way you're doing. He did it with cooperation and patience and being helpful to each other. So when we go out in our normal task, when we're at home with our parents and they ask us to do something, we should remember cooperation and we should remember patience. And you get a nice wall. Look at that. Great wall. Good job. Good job. All right. Let's hold hands and say a prayer. And then we'll go to Sunday school. Everybody hold a hand. Grab somebody's hand. I don't care whose it is. You got one? All right. Dear God, thank you for examples like Nehemiah. And help us to be patient and loving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.